The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
I pulled this article out of the Wall Street Journal this week. I don't know if in the Rex Allen days in Wilcox they drive cattle down the street, or maybe at the Prescott Rodeo. We need to find out, do we have a parade in Arizona where they drive cattle down the street? Denver, their National Western Stock Show Parade was Thursday, and they drive longhorns through downtown Denver. And I know there's my wife from Chowchilla, California. They do a cattle drive down Main Street. Arizona needs its cattle drive parade if we don't have one. We need to, if you know or are a part of a parade that drives cattle in Arizona, let me know, because we need to get that on the list. If not, we need to find one of these and add that to the, add it to, whether it could be, what does the Hash Knife do? They do the Pony Express ride into the arena in Scottsdale for the Prada del Sol.
Yeah, they still do that, too. They have a statue.
Do they bring cattle with that?
No.
The parade? Not obviously not the Pony Express trail ride, but that one seems to make sense to add a cattle drive.
I'm just having visions of Spanish bulls running down the street and tossing people around. I don't know.
I think the Parada del Sol Rodeo still has an occasional cattle or two, I guess I would say. But, I you know, since they changed the parade route, I'm not sure if they even do that anymore.
We got to get a cattle drive built into an Arizona parade.
Hey, now, Romy, I know you don't like to go back in a broadcast, but please just indulge me. I've meshed two people into one. I just need to apologize. I was thinking of Rockin' Reggie Vinson when I was speaking. He is a songwriter we had on just a couple weeks ago, and that podcast is a ton of fun if you're into songwriting and all the music and the history of the rock and roll movement. But
somebody that if you've ever heard School's Out for Summer by Alice Cooper, you've heard Rockin' Reggie's voice and guitar work. You just never knew you were listening to it. And in that podcast, we go through all the different songs that he participated. He was the behind-the-scenes guy of music for years. I mean,
yeah. So he was fresh on my mind. So when you said Ray Odom was here in July, I'm like, you have the wrong – wait, romance the wrong date. But it's two different people.
Two different people.
Ray Odom was one of the original disc jockeys in the Phoenix area, has a lot of connections to the radio and music industry, but he also had this tremendous love of horses. So he ended up at Turf Paradise doing the announcing for the races and stuff, and that is how that ties in to the 63rd anniversary of Turf Paradise. And I apologize to Ray and Reggie. You're both great guys, and I didn't want to get your histories mixed up.
No problem. And that is going on today. Turf Paradise is celebrating their 63rd anniversary, and they'll be highlighting Ray Odom ahead of the third race. And he's there signing his book. It's Radio. Look on the second page of that article. Radio.
Sorry, I didn't.
Ray Odom, A Life of Radio, Racehorses, and there was a third thing that I'm actually going to get now to be perfectly correct. A Life of Radio, Records, and Racehorses here in Arizona.
And Ray
a
was
life
the,
worth reading about. What fun.
Yeah, Ray was also a promoter, and he brought Elvis into Arizona for the very first
That's
time.
That's right. He had some fun stories about Elvis. And some not so fun.
Now, our staycation, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz, and that'll bring you to our staycation entry. Our winner this month is going to Yuma. They're staying at the Shiloh Inns. That's next weekend. They get an Arizona Highway swag bag, $250 Visa gift card for traveling expenses. Their Sanderson Ford vehicle of choice. We've yet to hear what vehicle they've selected to travel in. And they've got a Coyotes Odies gift basket and new Linda Morgan from visityuma.com, we had mentioned the peanut patch and how we needed to get that. She's like, I'm on it. So we don't have the details of everything she's put together, but once they get to Shiloh Inns, they're going to have another gift basket waiting for them in their room full of local snacks from the peanut patch that, I mean, you go on there, they've got peanut brittle, peanut butter, everything you could imagine with peanut. And if it's got peanuts in it, I'm...
You're really excited about this one, Ronnie.
Oh, man.
I have to make sure you get one, too.
The peanut patch. And then you can enter while you're there, but you will be entering for February. If you're not a golfer, this probably isn't one for you. You could wait and enter in March when we go to Wickenburg, or April when we're going to Douglas. You can just scroll through the month and see which one of those are of interest to you, enter to win. But this one is to the Tubac Golf Course Resort and Spa. This has, Lance was on with us last week talking about all the details to the package that I did not designate to memory and didn't remember because I'm not really a golfer. I don't really care, and I wouldn't enter for this one either. But
I was going to say, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy that. It's a beautiful resort.
Yes, and but you would waste the golf, the 18-course golfing
excursion. Yeah, you want somebody who would truly enjoy that. It's also a very artsy area, kind of a fun place for shopping.
And if you like wine, too, there's some great wineries in the area.
And we draw the winner on the 15th, so I think that's is next Saturday. It will be the 19th. So you've only got a couple days left here to enter to win for Tubac, and then afterwards we're going to Wickenburg. And that's RosieOnTheHouse.com, all made possible by our partner Sanderson Ford. And that's where your staycation starts, at Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale at Maryland. You show up, you've designated, they've already got the vehicle off the demo lot selected for you. They've got the gift basket. You park your car behind the security gate. It stays there safely till you return. You get on the road and you go enjoy Arizona. That's the Arizona staycation only at RosieOnTheHouse.com/travelAZ.